The recount is complete for Amendment 1, the Missouri Farming Rights Amendment, and the very close August 5th election results have been upheld.
It changed slightly, but the original result does stand. Yes, Amendment 1 has passed in the state of Missouri, forever guaranteeing the rights of farmers and ranchers to do just that, farm and ranch.
Mike Deering with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association says the amendment passage makes Missouri the second state to constitutionally protect the right to farm.
North Dakota actually passed it, 2 years ago, and it just puts a layer of protection in the Constitution, the state Constitution, above and beyond statutes in the Constitution that guarantees the rights of farmers and ranchers to feed people, which sounds a little ludicrous, but with organizations like the Humane Society of the United States trying to infringe upon those rights and play Wheel of Fortune with their livelihoods, farmers and ranchers need a little level of certainty that they have that right and they have protection in the Constitution. Really, when you look at amendments like these, in my opinion, it's a lot more about tomorrow than it is about today. It's more about the future and making sure we're losing people in the industry. We have a smaller number of cowboys who are getting, the average age is getting older, and letting young people know that we're with them, consumers support them, producers support them, the industry supports them, and that they have the right in the Constitution to do their business and to be stewards of the land and take care of animals and take care of the ground and crops that they raise.
Deering says he expects to see more states putting right-to-farm amendments on the ballot.
I am 110% certain you will see other states attempt to put language in their constitution to do the same thing.
The recount picked up a few more no votes on the amendment, with final passage by less than 2,400 votes out of nearly a million cast. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.